Continuing halachas of drawing water from areas that are considered a kamel. Someone had a porch that is over a waterway underneath, and the waterway underneath is a kamel. So he's not allowed to draw water or pour into the kamel from his house because his house is just a yachid, and that's a kamel. And the malamim and the shabbos, you now draw water from that waterway underneath your porch. You have to make a mechita around this porch, and if you have a hole in the porch and you can go through the hole, whether the mechita is above the porch or even underneath the porch, even though this is mechitas that are in the air, that we mentioned the concept before, if it's over water they were more lenient because nobody walks underneath the water. The fact that fissure is going underneath does not disturb it. In the previous case it didn't help according to the chacham that disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, because over there, you had a waterway going in and out of your chutz, and you have to make a special heker between one rishus and the next. But over here, that you're drawing water through this protrusion coming out, this porch coming out over the water, they said it's enough to make this hole in the porch, and mechitzas ten tefachim above or below the porch, even though they're above the water level. Two people, each one had his porch, one on top of the other, and they're right near each other, just one is higher than the other. If they made a mechitza for the top one and they didn't make for the bottom one, and they all drew the water through the top one, because the bottom one you can't use because it doesn't have a mechitza, the top one has a mechitza, so we say the water underneath it is considered defined by that mechitza, and you can draw from the water underneath that, since two houses are using the same porch for drawing the water, it's considered like a chotzer shel shnayim. And that halacha is, he cannot take out a chotzer of two people, or take in from a chotzer of two people into a house, or from a house, in individual house into the chotzer, unless you make an eruv. That's the case we're talking about over here. If each one had independent mechitzas on his porch, then there won't be a problem, because each porch is considered a separate entity, and that's like taking from his private porch and the water underneath his private porch into his house.